You're listening to Trump's Terms from NPR. I'm Scott Detrow.
We're going to be doing all sorts of things nobody ever thought was even possible.
It's going to be a very aggressive first 100 days of the new Congress.
An unpredictable, transformative next 4 years.
The United States is going to take off like a rocket ship.
Every episode of Trump's Terms, we bring you NPR's latest coverage of the 47th president, with a focus on actions and policies he is pursuing on his own terms and in the process, taking the presidency into uncharted territory. Today's story starts right after this.
I'm Elsa Chang. The Supreme Court said today that it will allow the Trump administration to continue dismantling the U.S. Department of Education. It issued a stay of a lower court decision. The Supreme Court had taken on the case as part of its emergency docket. NPR education correspondent Corey Turner has been following this story and joins us now. Hi, Corey.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, I'm all right. Okay, so what was the underlying case about that led to this emergency appeal to the Supreme Court?
Yeah, so it all goes back to President Trump's executive order earlier this year, where he instructed Education Secretary Linda McMahon to dismantle the U.S. Department of Education. The department offered buyouts and early retirement. And then in March, Elsa, McMahon ordered a massive reduction in force, laying off roughly 1,400 employees. You do the math, all these moves together cut the department essentially in half. And it is in response to these dramatic cuts that two different lawsuits were filed. They were eventually merged together. They tried to stop the Trump administration by arguing, essentially, that Congress created the department, only Congress can dismantle it. Now, in May, a federal judge in Boston agreed. He issued a preliminary injunction that told the administration to not only stop cutting the department, but to reinstate those 1,400 employees that it had laid off. And it is that order, Elsa, that the Trump administration fast-tracked to the Supreme Court as part of this shadow docket and argued, look, we think the president does have the power to make these cuts, and we would like to get on with it.
Okay, so say more about what the justices said in today's ruling.
Well, they didn't say very much. Because it was part of this shadow docket, the ruling was unsigned, and they offered no explanation at all. Only that the court's conservative justices appeared to agree to stay this lower court injunction, which effectively allows the administration to resume cutting the department. Now, I will say one of the liberal justices, Sonia Sotomayor, wrote quite a bit in what is a pretty scathing dissent. She called the majority's decision indefensible. And she wrote, quote, "It hands the executive the power to repeal statutes by firing all those necessary to carry them out, and that the threat to our Constitution's separation of powers is grave." It goes without saying, Education Secretary Linda McMahon cheered the court's decision today. In a press release, she said, "Today's ruling is a significant win for students and families."
Okay, well, practically speaking, what does the ruling mean for the education department then?
Well, on a human level, it means an end to the roller coaster ride for those roughly 1,400 Ed Department employees who suddenly lost their jobs in March and then didn't know. One of them texted me just a few hours after the ruling today, saying they had already gotten an email from the department telling them they would be terminated as of August 1st. Meanwhile, we got to point out here, this case is still technically working its way through the lower courts. This is not the last word, which is why the plaintiffs here were so worried about letting these cuts go through before they get their day in court. Because these cuts are so severe that trying to undo them later would be kind of like trying to put fire back on a match.
That is NPR's Corey Turner. Thank you, Corey.
You're welcome.
Before we wrap up, a reminder, you can find more coverage of the Trump administration on the NPR Politics podcast, where you can hear NPR's political reporters break down the day's biggest political news with new episodes every weekday afternoon. And thanks, as always, to our NPR Plus supporters who hear every episode of the show without sponsor messages. You can learn more at plus.npr.org. I'm Scott Detrow. Thanks for listening to Trump's Terms from NPR.